Welcome to Leadership Decoded. Here, we provide you practical approaches to leadership to help you lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, a current leadership and team development workshop facilitator, and executive education adjunct professor. Today, we're taking time to help reconnect your team from the great detachment. Engaged employees perform at their very best and they stay longer within your organization. I'm going to share how you can reconnect your team through tapping into collective purpose and your why. I'm going to share how to do this so that your team can work together and be at their very best. Let's dive in. This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader? And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life. It takes time and effort to create a high-performing team. Leadership abilities is one of the most important areas to focus on for team development. Dr. Will Ramey understands the impact that leadership can have on team performance. He's led a wide variety of teams in the U.S. Army and corporate companies, from being a first-line supervisor to a senior-level leader. His programs focus on experiential learning for immediate application, transformational growth through mindset and behavioral shifts, and sustainable change to drive long-term success. If you're tired of traditional learning and development programs and are ready for a hands-on learning experience that will increase knowledge and provide practical application directly to your work environment, reach out today. Visit drwilliamramey.com to find a solution for your team. Dr. William Ramey, positive mindset, proactive approach, proven research. You'll picture this for a second, a team of talented employees who show up every day and then their spark is lost. The team starts to feel disconnected from the work that they do. They're not sure that their why exists any longer. Then all of a sudden, that detachment turns into lack of engagement. And then that lack of engagement turns into indifference. And then the snowball continues to roll down the hill, and that turns into actively being disengaged at work. This can be a pattern of behavior for some or a majority of your team members, depending on how well they feel that they are connected to the work that's being done at their microcosm and how it impacts and connects to the macrocosm of your organization. For me, the great detachment is a term that I recently learned, but looking back at some of my previous employment opportunities, I shared this sentiment because I felt stuck and disconnected from work. When I first left the Army, I had a job at a retail distribution center. I just left an organization where I deployed. I led teams in combat. I was part of something very special. If you've ever been a part of the military, you understand that the military is a very special organization where you have that purpose, that sense of being able to contribute to something bigger than yourself. It's a calling. And the work that you do can be mundane from time to time. You know, you have the hurry up and wait mentality, which happens each and every day. But when you peel that back and you take a bigger, wider view, you realize that you're contributing to something great, you know, the defense of our nation. And then you take that soldier. And for me, I was put into a situation where I had to learn a little bit more about what is this organization here for? And I honestly got in my own way. I didn't understand what we were doing. In my mind, I was moving boxes from one end of a distribution center to another. I was in charge of leading a team that, you know, either was moving freight within the distribution center to load it on trucks, or we were unpacking freight and distributing it to boxes to go to different stores. I was very much focused on that functional performance. Now, I cared about my team. I cared about how we performed. I cared about making sure they had the resources they needed to. I listened to them if they had problems at home, if they had problems here. I was a good, you know, team leader. But I felt stuck because I didn't see the bigger purpose. Now, I had bosses that would try to take me around and explain, hey, this is what we're doing and, you know, retail and this is the season. But for me, I hit that plateau and I didn't understand what we were doing. And eventually, I, you know, went back into the Army Reserves and I volunteered for mobilizations. I volunteered for, you know, full-time positions to help support something bigger. And then I went back to working at that distribution center. And a few months went by and I fell back into that same trap. I didn't feel connected to the work. I was detached. And it wasn't until about 10 years later, when I'm in a completely different environment, having a conversation with a man who owned his own software tax company, and it clicked. He says, we're not producing software tax. He says, we're helping businesses get more money back to lever to growth so that they can put food on their tables. We're helping people understand about their taxes to be able to take that administrative burden off them so that they can hire somebody else to do their work in their zone of genius. We're helping small businesses grow to give back to the economy. Whew. That had impact. And then I realized when I worked at that distribution center, we weren't just moving boxes from one end of a distribution center to another. We were helping people who needed a shop to get back home so they could spend time with their kids and helping them do homework. Or that person who needed that special gift for that special someone because it was their anniversary and they knew that only we had that item and they wanted to get that on the way home to maximize time with their significant other that night. So when you start to create these stories about your clients and who you serve, it becomes less about the work that you're doing right in front of you and more about how you're contributing to that greater good. So there's some strategies that are available to you to help you reignite your team's fire when it comes to being attached and engaged to the work that they're doing so you can focus on purpose, meaningful contributions, and tie into that intrinsic motivation. So to understand a little bit more, the great detachment, it refers to a widespread loss of connection among employees to their organization's mission and purpose. And over time, you know, recent events like the pandemic, rapid change in the economy, or uncertainty exacerbates those feelings of detachment. One study I found shows that by February 2024, only 30% of employees reported feeling connected to their organization's mission. More importantly, younger employees, fully remote workers, and frontline employees were affected even more. To help reconnect people, you really have to understand why mission and purpose matter so much. When employees see their work contributions contributing to something bigger, you know, for me in the Army, I led it as you know, small unit leadership, but I knew the jobs that we were doing were impacting people that were, you know, on the battlefield that we weren't even connected to directly. I knew that by keeping supply routes clear of damaged or destroyed vehicles, we were helping convoys move freely about the battlefield to deliver, you know, supplies or to move troops to where they needed to be, you know, to fight the bigger picture. That example I gave at the distribution center, we were helping people to, you know, put food on their table, you know, affordably or spend time with loved ones and minimize their time that they needed to be in a store. When employees see how their work contributes to the greater mission, it ties in this intrinsic motivation. It builds community and it drives higher performance because they're more committed, they're more engaged. Employees who feel connected to a mission experience a 32% reduction in turnover and a 15% improvement in productivity. Think about that. By checking in with your employees and making sure that they feel connected to the bigger picture, they're more productive and they're more likely to stay. It's easier said than done, but it's not difficult to do. Leaders can focus on rebuilding connection in a few different ways. Clarifying and modeling the organization's mission and values. Be the living example of those posters that typically hang on the walls of your organization. They're not just words on a page. They should be an embodiment of what your leaders and your team members, how they carry themselves at work each and every day. You can show how individual contributions matter. Communicate the why. Take time to ask your team members, do you understand why I'm asking you to do this? Do you understand how your work fits into the bigger picture? Do you understand how your work upstream affects the next person downstream who's going to do something with it? Have those conversations about how their contributions matter and how they're connected to other parts of the organization or business. And next, you can create space for stories. Ask employees to share moments that make them proud. In your next one-on-one conversation, in your next opportunity to meet somebody in their workspace on your shop floor or in their cubicle, ask them, what's something that, that they remember or can recall their proudest moment at work on this team? What's the best moment of work that you've ever had here in our office? And listen to those stories. Pull out the parts that are connected to what makes people beam, and then find ways to remind people how their work today is contributing to that feeling, that sense of pride. Lastly, you can align experience with mission. Ensure the day-to-day experience of how people come in, your team atmosphere, if you will, how work is experienced, how work is being done, how those touch points feel, those lift-ups from your peers, those lift-ups from those team members and supervisors. Employees want to feel connected to that sense of community. They want to be able to feel part of a team. And when you can do that, they'll be connected and engaged to the work that they're doing and not detached and stuck. So think about the manager who explains how a frontline worker's efficiency helps ensure customers get their orders on time and reinforce that purpose. Over time, as you find these ways to connect with your team members, the intrinsic motivation with the purpose of work, over time that builds pride, it builds engagement through encouragement, and it's gonna reap benefits time and time again. So when leaders clearly outline things like goals, responsibility, why, purpose, intent, it can result in a 9% increase in profitability and an 11% improvement in work quality. Isn't that what we aim for? We want a high-performing team to be at their best, to feel at their best, who's engaged in the work that we do. So when we focus on engagement, we see all these little opportunities to boost performance, to decrease turnover, to boost profitability. And that positive cycle compounds over time. Great detachment doesn't have to define your organization. By connecting with your team, the mission, the purpose, clarifying expectations, you'll be able to inspire them to do their very best work. And you can start today. Take your team over to those posters, your mission statement, your value statement, those areas where those are visible reminders of how the team is supposed to experience work. Ask them their thoughts. Find out where the disconnects are and then bridge those gaps. When teams feel connected, they don't just show up, they thrive. And you are capable of helping them thrive. Thanks for tuning in to Leadership Decoded here in the Loop Internet Studio. If you enjoyed today's episode, give us a like, drop us a comment, download and share this with your fellow leaders so that everybody can lead at their very best. If you're an organization who's interested in team and leadership development workshops, I want to work with you. I provide hands-on experiential learning that your team will absolutely dive into, which increases retention and leaves you with practical application that you can take back into work each and every day. Connect with me on LinkedIn at Dr. William Ramey, on Instagram at Leadership Decoded Pod, or visit my website, drwilliamramey.com. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, and I'll see you the next time you press play.